This is KCUR 89.3. At this point in the Kansas City Chiefs season, the only uncertain thing is their playoff seeding. So far, this year has been the Patrick Mahomes show. And as Greg Eklund reports for KCUR 89.3, he's making good money, and not just for himself.
Boxes of garments were wheeled into the corporate office of a Kansas City clothing company. The same day, there was an email blast about a new crew neck sweatshirt with the caricature image of Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes. Underneath, it simply says, Showtime.
And that is pretty much selling out.
That's Charlie Hustle founder and CEO Chase McAnulty, who sensed a business opportunity in the spring after all the hype around Mahomes at the 2017 NFL Draft. The Chiefs traded up to select the Texas Tech quarterback 10th overall. Then they elevated him to starter after trading Alex Smith in the offseason.
We were unsure. I think everybody was unsure how good he was going to be. I don't think anybody thought this good.
In his first season as a full-time starter, the 23-year-old Mahomes is not only rewriting the Chiefs' record book, but putting himself in the company of the league's greats. He has more touchdown passes than total TDs scored by 25 other teams this year.
Just this for you then?
Jared Ward, who's from Kansas City but lives in Iowa City, walks into the Charlie Hustle retail store on the plaza. He saw the image of the sweatshirt on Instagram that morning.
Oh, I mean the hair and the glasses and the headphones, like it yeah. You gotta get it. You gotta look cool.
What does Mahomes get out of it? Charlie Hustle has deals with several Chiefs, Royals, and Sporting Kansas City players, but the Mahomes deal, McAnulty says, is different. Normally, it's 10% of the profits.
He's kind of the biggest star this city's seen since George Brett, really. It's from a contractual standpoint, it's a 50-50 split.
The key was getting a deal done early, which is what another Kansas City-based company, Community America Credit Union, did too. But first, the company's CEO, Lisa Ginter, had to run it by its board of directors. Negotiations started, also after the Smith trade, but the deal wasn't finalized until several weeks after the draft, and no one's disappointed.
Well, of course, we've got Patrick Mahomes. That's a great deal. That's a great package in itself. We have Patrick, and we actually have him for a multi-year deal.
Mahomes earns $555,000 this year as his base salary from the Chiefs. But keep in mind that Mahomes got $16 million in guaranteed money when he signed his four-year rookie contract last year. According to the NFL, Mahomes' jerseys will likely be among the top five bestsellers. When asked if Community America's endorsement deal with Mahomes exceeds his Chiefs base figure this year, Ginter was amused at the question.
Patrick's doing great.
Ginter enjoyed evading the question as much as Mahomes seems to be enjoying his celebrity status on the field and off, attending sporting and college basketball games. Of course, it helps that the Chiefs are 11-3 going into Sunday's game at Seattle, and whatever Mahomes reveals to the media and fans, it becomes a deal. Like his love for ketchup.
I don't think it's that weird, but I put it on my macaroni and cheese. But people seem to think that's a weird thing. Some people think that's disgusting, but I mean, it's good to me.
Good enough to turn into a major endorsement for Hunt's ketchup. The terms of the deal weren't disclosed. The commercial for Hunt's has a humorous tone, which seems to fit his style. It also makes him likable, says Ginter.
He has definitely made his mark in Kansas City, and you can't help but sit back. I mean, I know. Remember meeting him for the first time and saying, my gosh, you know, I feel like a proud mama.
Mahomes' success is paying off for everybody. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Greg Eklund.